It's your favorite show about stories you can play, Insta-Death Survivor Support Group, and I'm Brian Hazard, your ever-eager explorer of all games narrative. I'm happy as a clam because we're continuing our chat about Lone Wolf, the Epic Gamebook series, with Ben Deaver and Vincent Lazzari. Ben, Vincent, welcome back.
Hi.
So, we're going to talk in this episode about the future of Magnamund, the world of Lone Wolf. But first, let's talk about the present. Right now, Lone Wolf fans are abuzz about the definitive edition reprinting of the series. We do have a question from audience member Nathan Tucker. What are the plans for the definitive edition? Can you tell us about that?
Well, the books, because there's so many of them and because of the nature of how they came back, have gone through a few different publishers, which means that the style is not consistent. The size of the books changes slightly, the font. And, you know, if you're a collector, the type of person that many of our readers are, completionists, having a book series that just doesn't look right on the shelf is a real pain. And it's taken, you know, decades, literally, for us even to finish these collector's editions. There has never been a definitive edition.
Mm-hmm.
Versions were abridged in America. They had sections cut out. There were inconsistencies in the lore. There were all kinds of mistakes and gameplay issues and balancing issues that needed to be ironed out. So much of this work has been done already by the fans on Project Aeon that we really just needed to kind of get a crack team, like the A team, together to really just create what the definitive text is. And then just put it out. And like I said in the last episode, it just was the right time for me to be able to create Homeguard Press in a manner that could fulfill this mission.
That's a good segue to play a question from a listener, Dan Webster.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Vincent. It's Dan here, lifelong Lone Wolf fan. Just want to say thanks and well done for all the work you're doing so far with the series. My question is, what plans are in place? What guarantees, if there is such a thing, that this definitive edition of books, the full series, will be released as planned? And many of us fans have obviously been down this road before, and there was the different publishers with the collector's editions, etc., etc. I know nothing in this life is definite, but what kind of certainties, any of your plans, anything you've put in place that can just help alleviate any worries that us fans may have, that this time we will be able to get this complete definitive edition set, which we're all looking forward to. Once again, thanks. Keep up the good work.
Good question. And the answer is I don't have any guarantees. I mean, you know, deathbed requests from one's parent are the kind of thing that you can't really say no to. So, I mean, it literally is my mission now to actually see this through. That's my primary focus, aside from, you know, raising my daughter. So, unless I got hit by a bus, I can't see any other way that I wouldn't complete it. And even if I did get hit by a bus, there are plenty of people behind me, like Vincent, who would step forward to make sure it all got finished. So I think in the past, third parties have been hired, essentially, to create the editions of books that they weren't necessarily that invested in. You know, they belong to other people. But this is a family legacy. And something extreme would have to happen for me to not finish the job.
Quick, Ben, I'm going to need you to drop a finger on the random number generator to determine if you get hit by a bus.
Happy to hear it was a zero.
Good. I think that was the good one. That was the good one. Campbell Pentney wants to know if there are any mechanical or rules changes in these new versions of the Definitive Edition.
Double answer, yes and no.
Okay.
Because we kept the original rules, but we provide optional rules to balance it more or to make the challenge a bit more difficult. We had a big discussion with a big group of fans, hardcore fans, about the balancing of the Lone Wolf saga, and as all the early game books, we found issues. And those issues can all be solved, and we propose solutions to solve them. For example, for the healing discipline, people will recognize it. We have a solution that we propose in the book. It's not obligatory. You can choose it to balance a bit more your adventure. There's also the issue of the difficulty of the fight when you use the legendary summer sword. We propose different modes of gameplay using the summer sword for people who want to have easy battles or more complicated or really hardcore ones. And we will do that for also for other issue in the rest of the saga when you come to the Magna Kai series, the Grandmaster series, and after that. So yes, we have reworked, but we kept exactly as it was. Mm-hmm. Besides, we propose optional rules that the people can decide to play or not.
The Summersword is a big one. Changing how the Summersword works, because that was a big sticking point, wasn't it, Vincent?
Well, I haven't gotten there yet, so I'm excited to see how that works.
No, sorry, spoilers.
No, that's all right. You know, rabid fans are obviously going to want to get their hands on the definitive edition to have a complete collection, like you said. But this also seems like a great way for folks to experience Lone Wolf for the first time. So where should people go to get their hands on the definitive edition copies of Lone Wolf?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the hardbacks are designed specifically for the hardcore fanbase collectors, mm-hmm. and they're like these deluxe, very beautifully mm-hmm. produced with color maps and the rest of it. And if you are Kai curious, you can buy a paperback, which begin in May and have a much lower price point, so you can get involved for a fraction of the cost. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be selling ebooks, and you can get them wherever you get your books. You can get them on Amazon, Waterstones, just Google it. And come to magnumon.com, the official website for bundle deals and subscription offers and all kinds of stuff like that, because as each series is completed, we'll be offering kind of box sets and stuff like that.
Awesome.
But I mean, there's all kinds of plans for ways to get it out. I mean, I'd love to do an interactive audiobook. And then there's like apps and stuff in development and all kinds of other things that we're kind of ruminating on. We'll see.
I've not heard the term Kai curious before. Is that an original coining of the phrase?
I'm happy to take the credit for that, yeah.
Perfect. Excellent. You know, I've thus far only actually read the first 5 books, so I guess I can count myself as Kai curious still. So outside of the main book series, in 2004, there was Lone Wolf, the role-playing game from Mongoose Publishing. And then in 2013, there was Lone Wolf, the adventure game published by Cubicle 7. And both of those are no longer in production. Jeff Thurwell wrote in to ask, are there any plans for the future of Lone Wolf in tabletop role-playing?
Yes, is the short answer. I can't give too many details away at this point, but there's a new project that is something we've not done before, and we've literally just signed the contract yesterday, and it's really exciting, but I can't talk about it too much. There's also plans for a new RPG at some point, probably next year, to follow on from the Lone Wolf adventure game, but using Dungeons & Dragons rules for all you D5 fans.
Very cool. Well, staying in sort of the vein of RPGs, recently the Lone Wolf augmented reality game shows some of the potential for video game adaptations. There have been other digital adaptations of Lone Wolf. Dale Hughes wrote in to ask if there are any plans for larger scale video game adaptations, like an MMO RPG or something of that ilk.
I mean, a AAA game is the ultimate goal here. We want mm-hmm. a big PlayStation 5 full glorious production of Lone Wolf at some point.
Yeah.
To kind of do for Lone Wolf what the Witcher game
Witcher
did
treatment,
for,
yes.
for the Witcher. So, I mean, that's obviously what we've set our eyes on. There's conversations happening in the background. But one thing I learned pretty quickly is that there's always lots of conversations.
Right.
And a very small percentage of those actually lead to anything.
Sure.
So I spent the first year getting really excited when these Hollywood studios would email me and say, we want to make a big Lone Wolf movie. And I was like, oh my God, it's finally happening. And then very quickly realized that they just love having these calls. They just love getting yeah. people excited about things that just never happen. So as my dad used to say, it's probably a question of when, not if. But, yeah. you know, we've got to put everything in place for that to happen. And until all the books are back in print and available in a consistent format, in paperback, hardback, you know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't invest millions of pounds in creating that game if I was Sony or whoever.
Yeah.
So my job is to get it into that place. So sure. the better we do, the more of you out there that buy these books, the better the chance of that happening.
Yeah. So I think that answer is perhaps a perfect segue to like my own question, which is, I'm curious, what's your absolute wildest dream for Magnamund?
I mean, getting it back to the status it was in mm-hmm. is, you know, that would be hugely amazing. I mean, that for me would be the best thing would be to get anywhere near the numbers of people who have access to it that had access to it back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And to see a new generation of readers getting involved and enjoying it, and to prove that it has longevity, for me would be the definition of success. Because it's one thing serving the fans, which is obviously the bread and butter and the purpose of what I'm doing, but it's a whole nother thing for those fans' kids and a whole new generation to discover it fresh, to create a new fan base. That would be amazing.
Awesome. Book 32 will represent the culmination of a series that many have enjoyed for a lifetime. And there are folks who are new to the series, like myself, who are binging ravenously as they experience it for the first time. What is next for Magnamund after Book 32?
Well, wouldn't you like to know, Brian?
Yes, that's why I'm asking. Tell me, Ben, tell me.
Well, I mean, there's obviously me and Vincent have enjoyed the process of writing these three books. We actually had a big meeting yesterday where we were kind of
It's cooler plotting. And cooler. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, I mean, there's so many amazing loose ends that need tying up. There are so many amazing storylines and characters that need some kind of resolution, you know. And so every fight, every conversation, every confrontation that happens in the final book has so much weight behind it that we just kind of sit there and think, how can we up the stakes even more? How can we make this even cooler? But then it will be over. And we've already considered, do we want to continue this? Have we enjoyed it enough? Do we think there's an appetite for it? And I think the answer is yes, that there is stories that still need to be told. I mean, the mythology of Magnamund stretches over thousands and thousands of years, and there's a particular period in that mythology that we are very interested in setting some kind of prequel series. But I'm not going to tell you which period, and I'm not going to tell you any details, because it is still very, very much early days. So Vincent, that's your warning. Vincent loves spoilers.
When we work currently on the book with Ben, indeed we try to make each scene more and more epic or interesting, but many times we say, oh, we could explore more this one area, we could write a book about it. Why? Mm-hmm. Yes, let's do it. And after I say, when? Because, we can write it, that's great. But when can we find time to write that one? Because with all the rest of the stuff we have to do. But Magnamund is so big, so vast in time and geography, because you have not only a planet, you have a galaxy, you have a universe with different planes, you have more than 20,000 years of history, and you have the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Star Wars, in fact. Joe has planted seeds everywhere in his universe, and other authors, great authors, have contributed. I mean, Augustine, I mean, Ian Page, and many others. If we want to continue, we can do that for the rest of our life. We have projects, and we are not the only one in the team, because we are surrounded by great guys, and they have already many ideas to expand the universe. Underground, in the sky, on the sea, in the future, in the past, with the villains and the good. Yeah, there's so many things to do.
Fantastic. Well, Vincent, Ben, thank you again for coming back on the show. We're not done yet. In an upcoming episode, we're going to talk about the wolf pack, or our fellow Kai, or the Kai Curious, that is the community of fans that love Lone Wolf. If you like this content and want more of it, there are many ways you can support the show. Subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes, comment, like, subscribe on YouTube, or you could support us financially on Patreon. Even the smallest action helps us reach more fans of narrative games like Lone Wolf, and I do appreciate your help. Thanks, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/instadeath. A special thanks to our guests and to the contributors who helped make the show better than I ever could on my own. Intro music graciously provided by Jesse Johnson, aka Zenoda. Find more great music by searching Jesse Johnson or Zenoda, spelled with an X, on YouTube and most major streaming platforms. Podcast cover art generously contributed by Patrick O'Neill. You can learn more about Pat's art on his Facebook page, Pat O'Neill Art.